But the day of the Lord is the other part that I wanted to discuss with you. So I'd like to take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I did get a hello from our friends in Canada. I spoke to them last week. And they released a hello and a hug. And Claude also said to make sure I say hi to you guys. They're meeting tonight. And but yeah, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it talks about the day. Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And when I was watching the news with the helicopters lowering the Israelis down into that ship this weekend, I listened to two different stations, and it was unbelievable the difference in how it was being reported. Did anybody listen to that?
Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing. Yeah. There was a short blurb on it. And my husband and I were watching the news while we were eating dinner. And I don't know why, I just got an uncomfortable feeling that people are saying what they want to say. Oh. And not.
What station were you listening to?
It was local. It was either Channel 5 or Channel 40. I'm
not sure. Oh, okay. So it was probably through a CNN affiliate.
Yeah.
Or ABC and NBC. Yeah.
Fox shows them.
Fox showed them. Yeah,
being beaten.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Well, this one was claiming that it was the Israelis that came on board with guns and were beating them. Yeah. And for some reason, my spirit was...
It was totally the opposite. The Fox News station showed all of the stuff that they were using to hit the Israelis. And they had already given them, because this blockade has been there, and of course they're saying it's illegal. And he said, well, then President Kennedy was definitely doing something very illegal when he told the Russians you can't cross in 1962. Then he used another example of England with the Falkland Islands. They put a blockade because it was their island. And the people from Argentina, I think, were trying to swallow them up.
Argentina and England have been fighting over that. Over those islands in the who owned them for the last 200 years or so.
Right.
And what finally happened is that there was a change in government in Argentina. Argentine person took over the government, said that we are going to get our islands back. And they tried diplomatic ways and, of course, failed because Britain said it was theirs.
Right.
So they invaded.
But there was a blockade that was made.
Well, yeah, so they figured that with Britain being 7 to 10 days away by sail,
yeah,
they wouldn't bother coming down. Well, Lord and behold, they pulled. The British are very stubborn, and all their ships are set up for war, including their cruise liners.
Yeah,
and they pulled everything back, loaded everything up, and they went down with the full regalia. And they did. They blockaded. As a matter of fact, they blockaded to the point to where that was the last use of a submarine in a war situation where it sunk a ship, was down there.
Okay. I think they said that was in 1986?
1980... Oh, God, I was in Greece. So it was either 81 or 82.
82, maybe.
I was in Greece when that happened.
Okay.
It happened before the... before we had our problems with Libya.
Okay.
I was in Greece then.
Well, the Fox News affiliate said, if these Israeli people who have allowed all, and they told those ships from Turkey to come into Haifa, I think, with full open doors for whatever humanitarian aid that they wanted to send to, they would give them free passage as long as they dropped everything off so Israel could prove, because see, they're trying to open up a door to get that, the equipment that they want in there, such as they were doing before with the, you know, all kinds of ammunition.
They're trying to get the rockets to the...
Rockets, yeah. To the...
to Hamas, I think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, it's really, if you listen to one section of the news on one side, it's like the Israelis are such bad people. And if you listen to, actually, Fox is probably the only one that gives you both sides and some Christian networks. There's a few Christian people now that have been really standing up because of what happened to Benjamin Netanyahu. And I was stunned that they are actually waking up and saying, you know, our people are mistreating Israel, big time, and making it very evident, which is not pretty.
They showed him at a hospital. One of those guys who came down was shot.
They used,
because they had like paint guns that they were holding. The Israelites, the Israelis were holding. They really weren't. They didn't want to hurt them. They were more like paint guns, but they did have revolvers. And they took their revolver and shot at least one soldier. I know he was in the...
Well, I think there's a couple of them that died from what
One was dropped 30 feet off the boat onto another ship's deck or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's not a pretty situation that's going on over there.
That's
and they
right.
said they knew that this was a strategy developed by the people that want to give Israel a bad name. And they really want them to look like very aggressive invaders of these meek little people that didn't have anything to defend themselves with, but they had hatchets and they had all kinds of things that they were used to. And you can see the in the video clearly.
It was a Turkish ship.
Turkish ship, yes.
And Turkey was one of the allies. But
yeah, well, she's changing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just to give a little bit of information, I myself do not watch the secular news anymore. I refuse to. And the last point and reason is because they're trying to make it the news what they want it to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to prove this, shortly after Mr. Obama was elected president, they were showing a quote-unquote NRA on the news. Now, there was two news affiliates that covered the story, Fox and MSN.
Mm-hmm.
MSN sat there and said that everyone showed up at this rally with their M16s, and they showed a gentleman standing, no face, no nothing, arms are crossed, M16 over his back, he had a sidearm here, bandana of arms. They said they're here to go against the president, they're here to go against the American way of life, they want to just bring about their whole deal. Fox News with Glenn Beck sat there and said, we were there, we watched the clip. In all fairness, what they didn't show you was this. They panned back, and the gentleman that had all that on was black. They said all the white people showed up this way. And they said, now we panned back. This is how we covered it. And we panned in the same, they showed them side by side, exact same. They just panned back on theirs. It was a black gentleman, a member of the NRA that was there. They were making it sound like all the whites were showing up to go against the blacks. And it's, if you ever watch the news for what it's worth, and I can't remember what the incident was not too long ago, and I just started laughing. It was at a dental office. Something was happened in Connecticut where something happened between some blacks and some whites, and the jury found them.
A white guy, a fire department. Not that one?
No, it was something to do with that. It was something that happened where a black person was supposedly bringing a lawsuit, and they made a point saying the all white jury said he was not guilty.
That was a test that they took, wasn't it? And they.
No, it was right. They I don't know what it was, but I sat there and I said, you notice the wording? The all white jury. They didn't say the jury, the all white jury. Make it sound like it was a prejudice.
A racial thing.
Yes.
And it had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, again, you see, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, who is going to give you insight, which is what you pointed out.
The people that they interviewed, I just got a seemingly uncomfortable feeling. I said, something's wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I'm recalling now, I think it was ABC. Well, ABC came out with a request about a week or two ago, and none of their newsmen can wear American flags anymore. They've been forbidden to wear.
Yes.
What's behind that? Something's going on.
Of course there's something
going on. Of course.
Something's going on there.
Well, on the Glenn Beck program this past week, I believe it was on Friday, he showed something that I flipped out on. They changed the song. I believe it's the song and maybe the insignia. And they're advertising the Navy is no longer the United States Navy.
Yes.
It's going to be the World Government Navy or something like that. Yeah, so our Navy is going to be switched over under the anointing of the United Nations.
He was making a point that the powers that be in the world are trying to push us towards world government.
World government,
and
right.
That includes the men some of the men that Obama has surrounded himself with.
Oh yes, his czars are definitely in position.
They're world government think
tanks. That's right.
But I want to give you this piece of information because my wife and I were watching this little segment and I shut the TV down during the time of the commercial and I said to her, listen, I know this sounds far-fetched, you know, but we had just listened to this. Now, this is 2010, okay? We're not talking another number. We're in 2010. In 1966, 67, 68, I had a salesman. His visits were once a month to me. And he was out of the Boston area, and he was a salesman for some of the living room furniture that we used to sell. And this one day he came into the office, and we were talking, and I was very angry. And I was 26, 27 years old, whatever it was. And he said to me, why are you angry? I said, well, I'm angry. I'm angry at our silly government. And, you know, I was spouting off about something because it was tax time. And a lot of the things that were done the year before had been canceled and we were going to have to pay a big amount. And we hadn't made hardly anything in profit, but we were going to be zonked, if you wish. Bottom line. He looked at me and he says, you're mad at the wrong people. And I looked at him and I says, what do you mean I'm mad at the wrong people? Well, he says, Kim, I've seen you here for several years now. We meet each other every month. You guys are very honorable people. He says, would you like to know a little more about what's hidden? Okay. So for the next 3 years, he would get me sometimes the names, sometimes I would have there's several books that he got me to read about the hidden world government. And what Glenn Beck was exposing in 2010, I knew about then. And when I started to talk to my family members, and these, I'm not talking about the family members that were average people, especially the educated family members. I had some of my uncles that were highly educated. And those were the ones that could not accept what I gave them for truth. And to make a long story short, when God wants to reveal something to someone, he'll use a connection. That's what I'm saying. So I had an awareness of all this underneath stuff that was being planned, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And I can remember when I sat down one time with Royal Crockett and we talked about the same things. Now, he learned the same thing in California.
Illuminati?
Yeah. So all these people that were prepared to transform the world system that is being prepared from what we've had to what they know they want, it's been cycled in piece by piece by piece over many, many years. Some of them hundreds of years.
Going way back like to the 40s and the 30s.
Oh, absolutely. It goes back to the real initiation, which Glenn Beck talked a little bit about Friday, was Wilson, I believe.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, back in 1915, 14, somewhere in there. And how he wanted,
he was the president that came in right after World War I.
Actually, I think he was also the one that was in there before. He was in for two terms. Anyway, to make a long story short, we're not going there. I'm not trying to. But it's tied to the day of the Lord. All this stuff is tied to the day of the Lord. Because again, today I was rehearsing a newsletter that I get from a lady that is an intercessor. And the Lord gave her a vision. And she saw Joel 2 in action. She saw two armies. And it's connected to the day of the Lord. And if you notice, again, verse 2 says, "For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." Okay? I'll give you an example. We were not to be entering World War II until there was an incident. And when that incident happened, we were what? Sucked in. Then we got bombarded in Hawaii. And we then became what? Sucked in again. Overnight. Like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly. As labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Who is he talking about? He's talking about those that don't have an awareness of God's plan. But those who are awake and alive in Christ won't be deceived. Watch. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are sons of the light and the sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness, so then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. That was the word that I wanted to point out. Today, God was pushing my buttons next to my mom, saying, be self-controlled. Don't let those emotions go haywire, because it's not going to accomplish anything. You're just going to do a lot of tears, and you're going to feel rotten for the rest of the day, and you won't be able to do what I've called you to do. So how do you rope in? How do you pull in all of those emotions? You give them back to Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me, because I can't do this on my own. As I'm walking out of there, I'm praying in the Spirit, saying, God, give me the strength to walk away. Give me the strength to let those that have been designated to take care of her to do that. Okay? Because this is what I'm looking for you to do. You are my representative. You're to take care of what I've called you to do. Not to be an emotional wreck. And a soul that is blossoming and flooding everything in sight. Because that's not going to produce any good things. I still had to go to the nursing home and empty out her room. But God gave me grace. I was able to do that without a tear. So God gave a lot of grace. And so, self-control. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So he knows this church is alive in Christ, because they're doing a work of rebuilding. What are your jobs? How many of you have just declared that you've been commissioned? You're working to rebuild your daughter.
Yeah, and this really hits me. She told me something else about my son-in-law today that I did not know. I had to really struggle with that. It was very ugly. Mm-hmm. And I struggled with that. And then finally I said, Lord, I can't handle this at all. Mm-hmm. You take care of it, because if he was standing in front of me, I know what I'd do. So, you know, you do it. You take care of it. I have no clue how to deal with that. That's truth. I have no clue how to deal with that.
And you don't have to.
No.
No, it's not your job.
That's for sure. Because God has his own way of doing that, that is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And he'll cry out when the time is right. Okay.
But God can give you the heart to forgive him for it too.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was just letting it go and letting it go.
Does this open up anything else for anyone else?
Yeah, for all my kids. Every one of them. Different situations, but...
Yes, but remember what the Lord gave Sunday. Because of you. Because of who you are. Because of the light that's in you. It cannot succeed. So it gives you an understanding that you're not just a happenstance. It's not an accident that happened. God chose to reveal. You know, sometimes we just have a hard time with God's plan. So go to verse 12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Now that's me. You got to respect me, because if you don't respect me, you're in trouble with the Lord. How about that one, huh? Hold them in the highest regard and love. I mean, if I don't tell them, who's going to tell them, right?
Because of your work.
Huh?
We have to do it because of your work.
I know, not because of who I am, just because... Okay, if anybody listens to this tape, they're going to think we're cuckoo. But we love to tease. So, hold them in highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brother, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone, make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. There you go, girl. But always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Then verse 16 is probably one of the best pieces of information that God gave me back in the 70s. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for me in Christ Jesus. So many people want to know what God's will is for you. What is it? To be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, which is the anointing. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. Did you notice it's all three parts? So your soul has to become what? It's to be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Did you notice it's he that's going to do this? How's he going to do it? By the anointing. Your job is to what? Give thanks, be joyful, pray continually, whether you feel like it or not. So now you've just had the commission of the week. Amen?
Amen?
So sanctification is not left out. If you look at sanctify you through and through. See, God has not stopped that sanctification message, has he? This is the third session we've had with this. Yes or no?
Yes.
Sanctify me through and through. May my whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. It's not keeping yourself blameless. Or have I got a misprint in mind?
That's right.
Huh?
You're right.
Okay. Gail, give me the Amplified on that one.
May the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through.
Oh, who's doing it? The God of peace. It's not a hyper, forceful soul pushing buttons with legalistic ways from the mind, or scriptures that are being shot out like a barrel, or a shotgun. Oh, I want this because I know God's going to give me a new car. I live there.
How can it work if it doesn't work that way?
But you've got the point. The God of peace is going to what? Sanctify me. Go on.
Separate you from profane things.
Oh, did you hear that? Who's going to separate you from profane things?
God of peace.
Yeah. Go on.
Make you pure and wholly consecrated to God.
Oh, make me pure and holy. Make me. Recreate me. Sanctify me. It's not a works program. It's a rest program. I can see me now sitting in that rubber raft going down those rapids.
Actually, you weren't even in a raft.
I wasn't in the raft.
You weren't. You were on your
I thought I was in a rubber raft. No. I wanted a rubber raft.
No raft. You were on your back.
On my back, floating down the river. Whew, I don't remember that part. All I remember, I jotted down a few of the words and said, Lord, thank you, because I really needed it. Okay. Give us the rest of it, Gail, please. I'm sorry I keep bugging in, but...
May your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
I love it.
Yes.
I want you to close your eyes and say, this is a now word for me.
This is a now word for me.
It is a reality.
It is a reality.
The God of peace himself.
Will
sanctify me.
He's
making me holy. Through and through. He's making my whole spirit.
My soul.
And my body.
Totally blameless.
And kept.
And kept.
For the coming.
For the coming.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Verse 24 says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Doesn't say you. Give me verse 24, please.
Faithful is he who is calling you to himself, and utterly trustworthy, and he will also do it. Fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you.
One more time, nice and slow. I want him to digest. And I want you to digest, because this is telling you who's in charge.
Faithful is he who is calling you to himself, and utterly trustworthy, and he will also do it. Fulfill his call by hallowing and keeping you.
So if you want to keep scrubbing, and you want to keep rubbing, try and get your sin out.
So he was faithful when he worked through Jonah.
Yeah.
To get him to what he wanted him to do.
Yes.
So he might be doing circumstances like that to,
yes,
to do what he wants.
You connected the dots, girl.
Hopefully, what's going on? But yeah, I can see him doing things like that.
So he's made provision. What's his name? The God of peace.
Jireh.
Yes, the God of peace.
Prince of peace.
The Prince of Peace. Where is he? He's alive in me. Mm-hmm. Pauline, how does that make you feel when you don't have anything else to do except focus on him?
Well, it does give me peace, but I don't always follow what he tells me to do.
Now, how many are related to Pauline?
She's our sister. Is that what they say? We might go around the mountain again and be able to catch what he wants us to do, right?
And taking it over.
But our commission is to really make this time the reality that we are overcomers and overcome, and let him carry us that we will overcome. See, that's the bottom line. If we are decided to let him make us overcomers, so many are trying to become overcomers out of the natural, out of what they've learned. Oh, I haven't studied the Bible today, so I'm not holy. Is that true?
No.
No.
It's legal.
I didn't get my quiet time in today. So I can't be making God happy. Maybe he was supposed to be
happier when you didn't make the quiet time. You do it religiously.
Yeah.
There might have been five other things that you did during the day that did make it.
Yes. And as you obeyed him, there are certain time slots that I like to be able to take quiet time. You know, but sometimes I have to adjust my schedule because his schedule is different than mine.
Yes. And we can't get upset because...
Oh, you upset my religious time.
I know.
I'm not happy with you, girl. Boy.
Yes. Besides that, didn't the Lord say we're to be in contact at all times anyway? So there shouldn't be a set time.
That's right.
We have that time.
In season and?
Out of season.
In all things, prayer and supplication, giving thanks unto the Lord.
Again, verse 24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.